We're going to go over to a very absent Ionette. We haven't talked to her in maybe a year. Miss Deborah West. Deborah West, come on board and mention your issue.
And the crowd erupts with elation. Hey, honey.
Hi.
What you
hey,
know?
Hey, Bob.
Good. Hey, Deborah.
Well, I listen to tons of Radio Free Ion for about 5 weeks in a row. And it went all the way from 2009 through 2015. It was quite interesting.
Yeah.
And two things that I really, well, I mean, there's so much to get out of it, but one thing for sure, Bob has a lot of patience. He doesn't sound
it
sometimes. But
yeah, he's not even a doctor.
I know. when you say buy or die, he will hang with you. I really got a feel
That's
of
true.
That.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he'll feel back, too. He'll feel, Bob will feel you, too. Don't you worry. As long as you laugh, he'll stay right with you.
The other thing, too, is Ion, is you're always consistent.
It's sad because the world changes. Everything's up, everything's down, everything's over, everything's under. We come always back to the only thing we've ever said to start with, a sin. We said a sin. We didn't say die. We said a sin. We said, come on, come into your power. It's the only thing you ever had. It's the only thing you ever wanted. It's the only thing that's only worth a damn when you get through. All the cares of life will wear you into a living, fragile, shriveled, blackened fluck. You've got to get yourself back to God. And then all of a sudden you run this thing any way you want to, honey. And that's all we say. And then we'll help you every way. We'll love you up. We'll love her. We're not a fighter. Just be still, honey. We'll love you. It's all good. It's a fun thing because then what happens is you can know without a shadow of a doubt that you can overcome the questions that you pose to your very self of how your quality or life or worthiness of the wonderful, unmerited, spectacular, beyond reproach grace and grace that you've achieved is yours.
I am getting a sense of that.
It's more cherished than your pussy.
Ion, will you please describe the difference between being called and chosen?
Okay. Now, the New Testament in the King James Version spends a great deal of energy on that, and we're not coming to obfuscate any of those words. What that's trying to lay out in the difference is that some people get it from a standpoint that they will not be left out of that number. Will you be in that number when the saints go marching in? They're going to be there. Don't you worry about it. Other people don't want to be there, and they're called. Okay, that means they are rung on the telly. That means they have an unction to be moved to the place where they don't have any other choice. Paul and Saul of Tarsus and all of them, he didn't have a choice. There wasn't like, oh, what do you think? Or wouldn't it be nice? Or wouldn't this be great if? That's not like that. It's going, it ain't no question. It's done. It's chosen means you're not been invited if the party's on you. You've not been invited and the party's on you. That's the difference. Some people get off on that. They like it. Some people don't. You know, they run from it. Because, you know, it's like being infamous. Infamosity is sometimes better than famosity, unless you want to be famous. But then sometimes the gangsters want to be more famous than the good people. And then the good people don't want to be famous at all. And then they want to get over it. And then they want to come back. And then they don't want to know. And then they try to come to their power. And then they don't really know. Then they get all their power. You might notice that they have power. Nobody wants to know they have power. Melania Trump's the most powerful human being on this planet right this second. And she's the last person that wants anybody to see anything about her skirt tail. And now she can change the hem or the length of her duck blue damn peak-toed slingback doomy like a dog Manolo Blahnik pump, and everybody's giggling about it. She don't want that at all. And it's astounding that now she's thrown in the front center middle of it, and it's all because of that damn Bob and his bullshit stuff that he keeps climbing down their throat hole, and they don't have no choice. And so he had to run, and he had to become president, and he took a pay cut, now lives in federally subsidized housing in a neighborhood that he wouldn't even walk through, into a position in a house built by fucking slaves. Yes, we said slaves. We said slaves. And there's colored people, too. We have a colored people playlist now. Did you get it? It's really good. It's some Yo Gotti. It's a Little Boozy. It's a Young Jeezy. Oh, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. It'll get you going on. When you get tired of the Faso La, we can't imagine. Or Patty Loveless. We like Patty Loveless, too. And Vince Gill. And they some Merle Haggard in there that'll curl your hair. But now that's on the other side. That's in the master playlist. There's one or two songs on the master playlist now, Deb. Have you heard it? Have you seen it?
Well, was that what you were playing last night, Bob? Because the music was off the charts. Awesome. Was he playing from the master playlist?
No.
Oh, gosh, we don't leave things like that. We don't count on Bob for validating. You don't worry about that. Don't you do it. Bart, though, he put it up. Bob even Bart did put up the color collection. It's beautiful. But anyhow, so the now comes back to bringing back into a full circle that you started on, which you're doing very well on, by the way, because the up and down, the over, under, everything else, you notice it doesn't change with it or without it.
Right.
There's as much love as there ever was, honey, and it's actually more. And unlike a Baritz Eldorado, honey, we'll stay with you.
That I know, boy.
Yes.
No matter how much I fuck up, you're always there.
That's right. And fucking is good. Fucking is good. That's right. Just keep going.
Okay.
Now, I have another.
Hey, Deb. I want to answer a question. I'll see if I have to mute Ian. This is how I got my music off the charts. I was watching Shameless. Episode 6, and they had 23 or so songs listed. You can go to TuneFind. You put in TuneFind, then the show's name, Shameless. It'll list all the songs that they played, and they tend to just have little intros or little excerpts. So I went and found a YouTube inventory of all the Shameless songs for season 7. So I started going through them, and a couple made the cut, and I put them in a list. And then that led to a few other derivative things. So that's the roundabout process. I found all this interesting, strange music. That was how it started. It was from the Shameless TV show.
Well, it was very, very good. I haven't had a chance to listen to the playlist. I've looked at, you know, the titles. It looks very good. I've heard it's great. And I will listen this week. But I just didn't know. I figured it might be the playlist last night, but it was a great playlist, and it was like the next song would build or expand upon the one before. It was diverse. It was really, really good.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you liked it. And have you been with
great.
Your granddaughter or something the last 6 months?
Well, I have a 9-week-old granddaughter. She's just a little delight, and yes, she came. Actually, my daughter went into labor during the election.
Okay, you mean election day.
Excellent. Can't get better than that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, election day.
Yes, but she was born on the 10th.
Okay, I thought about that. That's why you were down there caring for the granddaughter. That's why you had time to listen to all the old payday and cash flow shows, right? Because you're sitting around with a baby.
No, they're very independent and doing their own thing parenting. I see her once a week, sometimes twice a week, but I'm not the interfering, doting mother who
drops
by.
No, I'm saying you weren't. I'm saying you were bored shitless of the scene there because you're from North Carolina, and you had to fill in the time by listening to us. That's why you got
I did for 5 weeks. I had a little project I was working on. And it gave me hours and hours just to listen, which was great. I was very, very grateful.
Right, and that was happening
become,
down where the granddaughter is.
Yeah, they live 5 minutes from me.
Oh, they're in North Carolina. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're right down the street. Mm-hmm.
Bob, it's pronounced Kalina.
Okay, good. Good for you, Ion. I'm never going to use that way. That's stupid. Kalina? No, I'm a literate person. We see there's 9 letters. Carolina, North Carolina, Kalina.
Well, there's 9 letters, but you're not using 9 syllables, are you?
Yeah, getting as close
really?
As possible to it.
We feel better.
And you don't say Lincolnton, you say Lincolnton. There's just funny pronunciations around here. It's not Cherryville, it's Cherryville.
Cherryville. No, Cherryville.
You'll never
come on, Cherryville.
Cherryville.
It's Cherryville.
I can never get it right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. See, you've been listening to Bob too long. That's what happens. It'll fuck you up every time. It's right.
Brain.
It's a good thing you like to fuck, so it's good, darling.
Deb likes to fuck. Do you want to talk about your fucking? Did you get fucked in your 5 weeks listening to Ion? No, you haven't been fucked in years. We know that, Deb. We know it's not important for you. Well, maybe it is important, so, but you don't worry if you're not getting any.
Well, no. Ion, Emily seems to be very responsive to music, and she's always using her arms. They're just always moving around. She even has slept with them straight up in the air. What is that about?
It's just reaching into your position, reaching.
Mm-hmm.
Just reaching. Coming into power. Always coming into power.
She seems very powerful. She's got a wisdom and a knowing there that I'm starting to tap into. It's really quite interesting. Of course, I am the doting grandmother who thinks she's perfect in every way, but she is.
Well, yeah. She is. That's right. No worries.
I wanted to ask you about angels and gratitude. I was hearing the other night that angels are angry because they have to do our bidding. They don't like doing it, but they will do it. Now, I've always had this sort of love feeling and gratitude of when I speak to the angels and, you know, when they do my bidding, I always give thanks. I know it's not necessary, but does that affect the angels at all?
Well, it certainly helps your dark lord and master Satan. He's an archangel, so, yeah.
And how does it help Satan? What does that do for Satan?
No, we were being cheeky. We were being cheeky.
Oh, okay.
Everybody thinks the angel business is this la la little halo wing come along, mm-hmm. pat you on the head when they're really big old smelly stinky 250-pound bucks strapping men is what they are. And they're all smelly and sweaty and yicky and stuff that, you know, have bad smells and things coming out of them and stuff. So yeah, it's not so cherubim and seraphim kind of thing. You know, little pooties. You know, it's not the little pootie babies, the naked babies, the fat naked babies floating around with a little bitty wings. It ain't quite like that, darling. So it sets up the whole point of the angelic realm that they've got to put them into task, into check. And when you start coming into your power, they know it. That's when they sometimes they apply pressure so you'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do what you want to do. They'd rather do what they want to do. Now, if that fucks with you and helps you and makes you feel good, whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. But still, at the end of the day, they get to come and go what they want to. Except when you come in your power, oh, they're bound. They're bound. And once they're bound on earth, they're bound in heaven. And if they're bound, then they can't do what they want to do. Uh-huh.
And will you describe the difference that you mentioned, uncreate and decreate?
Yeah, it's the same thing where you're trying to find out the difference. We've been open that up as a construct because you can't unthink a thought, okay, but thinking thoughts think. So thinking thoughts to think. Now, that's a thought process. That's a realm of the mind, the labyrinth of the mind. But now the essence of creation comes from God who wills things, to will something. Now, you can unwill something, but it doesn't change it. You can de-will something. Like you can take somebody out of the will, but there's still a will. You see?
Mm-hmm,
you can write
mm-hmm.
them out of the will, but they're still a will. You're just
mm-hmm.
changing the outcome. So the creation doesn't go away, but it can become something of a different construct. Yeah, how about that? You can get rid of the liver and have some steak, but you're still going to have dinner.
Ah, okay.
So that'll soften
that
it. Now,
sense.
That's not complete. Now, sooner or later, you know how Carolyn Dean feels about those goddamn metaphors. She thinks they're just best things in sliced bread. Oh, wait, that's another one, isn't it? instead of Aikido doing the rants, we're going to put him on the metaphor line so he can list in order every single metaphor that we've ever done because all is recorded. And that'll be fun, and he'll run out of computer space real quick when he starts writing all that down. It's pretty fun, but metaphorically speaking, then you come back to the thing where you're trying to find out what you can do and what you can't do. And there's nothing you find out quickly that there's nothing you can't do. And once you find that out, then there's rules and regulations or constructs of how you prefer, meaning you can destroy this world, you can make this world go away, but you can't uncreate this world. You can take yourself out of this world, you can separate yourself completely from God. That's what you've done when you got here. You can separate yourself. You're so powerful that you can separate yourself from the very knowing, the knowing that is God, that is you. You can separate yourself from that very vascular, omnipotent position of God's power. You can separate yourself from that anytime you want to, and have, and do it so cleverly and so unabatedly that you can't remember how to get back. That some ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way, non-physical, woo-woo yarb has to come in and say, y'all, come on now. Come on back. You don't have to get Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn and good Lord and Kitty Wells and Tammy Wynette and, have to bring them all, Patsy Cline, to bring you back and say, well, this is the silliest thing we've ever seen in our life. This is a boot scooting fucking boogie. We need to get ourselves back to God. Oh, okay, yeah. Then the next thing you know, you do. And the next thing you know, they close the Ryman Auditorium once you start becoming into your place of power. Isn't that fabulous?
It is fabulous. I'm back in July, and you talked about the upside-down place then. I had two pretty weird experiences. One was the tire that flew up and hit the car and absolutely did nothing. The other was the chandelier falling down with my glass table underneath, and nothing was chipped or broken. I had breakables all over the table. It landed dab in the middle of my compote, or whatever you call it, the pedestal.
Yep.
No,
that's called an epurn. An epurn.
E-turn. E-T.
No, E-P. E-R-G-N-E. Epurn. Epurn.
So.
We couldn't live without a good epurn, darling. You just can't live without a good epurn.
I do love them.
They are.
I do.
Fabulous. Yours are fabulous. You got some good. Good tchotchke stuff, honey. It's great fun. Everything should have a place, and every place should have a thing.
Mm-hmm. So what was the light fixture thing about? I mean, that was pretty incredible. The electrician came and just stared at it and said, well, that thing has to weigh at least 50 pounds. It defies the laws of physics. I said, yeah, tell me about it, even hear it. It was just ever so delicately balanced in the middle of that. So was that me shifting gravity and not even being consciously aware of it?
Gravity is not that serious.
Okay, well then please describe or give me words about that experience that will help me understand.
You change, gravity's different at your house. That's how you keep your girlish figure, is you don't require the grounding because gravity's not the same.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Pretty hot, isn't it, though, honey?
Mm-hmm.
You say, uh-huh. Oh, she's turning. Oh, you're blushing. Look at you. This is so much fun. This is fun. Gushing over here. What fun. But no, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. That's why you don't have dust. Now, you say you do, but if you really, 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 really look, why don't you have to do dust more?
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty lazy about that these days.
And yet you don't have dust. So go
not much.
That's
not much at all.
Oh, Bob, we made her admit it. We made her admit it. Normally she says, I live in a pigsty. I can't keep this place clean. I work morning, noon, and night, day and night, and I can't do anything. Sweep, 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 sweep. My threshold won't even hold. I'll keep the dirt in or out of the house. I got peas growing under the dining room table right now. It's terrible. No, see, but that's just not the case, see, darling. Your window sills, unlike everyone else, is clean. That's the difference. The window sills between the screen and the window are clean. It's very important. And that's the point. You can drive by a neighborhood and folks got clean windows. They're good people. That's how you can tell. That's how you can tell.
Now, Ion, when I was in Wisconsin, I had some pretty crazy other world dream experiences. And I was certainly in a lot of battles and fighting. what kind of world? I mean, I asked my girlfriend, I said, what went on this land? We were on 86 acres in the middle of nowhere, absolutely beautiful, so peaceful.
And they had sacrifices, human sacrifices.
On that land?
Yep. It was very nasty.
Now, that land was given by the government to, I think she said Robert E. Lee. I don't think it was Grant.
We don't doubt it. We do not doubt it. They were trying to give it to anybody that had it, because everybody else, it was like, did you watch American Horror Story this year?
No. No.
You must see it. It is so wonderful. Sparta put the link up.
So I didn't know if I was just experiencing. So I was experiencing the leftover residue from that. Is that what was going on?
No, there is no residue. It's now.
So boy, I was waking up worn out every day. She was having some kind of weird dreams like that too. They were just very violent and full of activity.
A lot of bloodletting.
I was screaming at people and trying to keep them from getting to Bob's car.
Stop. You're making our TT hard. Quit that. Don't do that. Ugh. Oh, my stars.
Now, this dream world is pretty crazy, and I know it's not dreams. It's actually travel, but I wake up and think, who the hell would want to be where I just went many a mornings? I feel that way. And last week during payday, I had the creepiest, goriest, but I wasn't scared kind of experience. What was that huge razor blade machine like? And who were the bodies they were carrying out?
It's a Sith.
S-I-F-T?
And Sith.
Shift.
Sith. A Sith.
Okay, so this machine reached down. This building was very, very old. This machine with its Traco type arm went all the way down into a basement that I never saw into.
Okay, let's try it this way.
Hmm?
You can find it this way. It's capital S I T H.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why we kept saying Sith.
What is that? Can you please describe? I don't know. I'll look it up.
The machine you saw.
But that doesn't exist in this world.
Oh, sure it does.
What does it do?
Chops up people.
Yeah, because they carry body bags out.
Yeah.
And they were like in a sort of
hell
a burlap type old
hell
type
yeah.
of.
Hell yeah.
So, who were the bodies? Who were the people?
Just dead people.
Dead people.
It's like Roanoke.
Virginia?
The American Horror Story.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that yet. Okay, well, I don't know what else to ask about that, but what about night before last, driving to that small town, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. P-E-U-D-E, and I don't know the last word, but I clearly saw it on the sign. And I was driving a 55 or 56 gray Packard, and I went into that man's building and carefully maneuvered that car around his big RV and all of that. So where was that town? Was it in France?
No, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And
you know when you came up the little hill, and you turned and kind of the trees kind of changed? That's the same turn when you're coming out of Allentown.
It was beautiful.
It's lush.
So what was the purpose of me being there? What can
well,
you
tell
me about
you go everywhere. You're all over the place. Honey, you've been gone for a couple of years.
Yeah, that I believe. It feels that way.
It's all good. We've been on you like a bad habit, though, darling. You can't look as good as you look without a little help, honey.
It seems like I need a lot of help.
Nah, you're doing all right. You're sort of holding it together somehow, darling. Just keep on. You'll be all right.
I wanted to ask some questions about the inauguration.
You mean the...
Now, you already answered,
The coronation, don't you?
The coronation, yeah. And, you know, Trump looks different.
He does.
He looks
Those drops are getting his damn ass right. Melania had to move heaven and earth because he's just such a troglodyte. He doesn't do anything. Eats damn hamburgers and sugar and, oh, everything terrible for you. And eats fat and eats pig and eats cloven hoof things and, oh, and lets things slide down his throat hole he shouldn't and takes baths where he shouldn't. Oh, and it's wonderful. His toes, they have to work on his toes. He's got all gunk stuff on his thing. They have to work on his fingernails. He is quite a germaphobe, though, by the way. But then turn back on the other side of it, he's just got to be all epicuriously designed. And so she's working on him. She's working on him. She's doing a good job, though, but he has taken quite a transformation.
Well, I can certainly see that transformation.
We don't know what's going to happen when Bob is the only one on the planet that's invited to be on the press corps, and everything has to be broadcast on CKLN. That's the only place it can be broadcast on CKLN. And Bob's the only one asking the questions. And his first question is, Mr. President, are you the President of the United States of America? What is the United States of America? Did you realize you were going to be president? And if you did, how does this work? And do you know how Marshall McLuhan feels that now you are the sitting president of the United States? And do you realize how Lyndon LaRouche is very upset that you have made alliance with the Queen once again to install things into our rectum? Rectum, hell, and it might kill every one of them.
Now, Ion, when he gave that speech, I was very, very moved, and what I experienced was,
don't say that. Let's do it this way. What happened is you were actually imbued with power. That's what that speech did, darling. The latter-day rain occurred only when he got on that podium. The rain fell, and the transfer of power began. Yes, exactly what we told you was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Ecology 101. He transferred the power from the swamp back to the people. That's what happened. Now it's a different day. Everything's, the birds are singing, everybody's happy. The liberals are still liberal. The fighters are still fighting, and the boogers are still boogering, and the devils are still licking their chops, seeing something they can bite their ass into. And they're a little upset.
And is this an example of war in heaven, as the Bible refers to?
Oh, it ain't broke out yet, honey. But they sweeping the rocks in Megiddo right now, darling. That blood's going to flow like the River Jordan.
And you think we'll see CNN go down because they seem to be burying themselves.
They're already down. They're already down. They're already down. They're already done. Now they spend all day. See, no, wait, go back. But now this is the world of Sid and Marty Croft. That's where this all became. Okay? Then the cable news network is in the Sid and Marty Croft Center with the Omni. This is in Atlanta. And that's where the escalator is. That was built as the world next to the Omni Hotel, the Omni International. That was built for the world of Sid and Marty Croft, which was a cartoon television show for the world of Sid and Marty Croft, where they have these crazy, inappropriate, overstuffed things running around trying to do things. And they made this world. Good metaphor. Then it turns in, and then our little buddy, Mr. Turner, best thing that ever happened to him, so he got rid of that woman, so that's good for her, monster-in-law, yeah, got rid of that woman. And then he came back in, and he said, okay, we'll make a cable news network. And that means that it'll be on all the time. This came from Channel 17. You remember the superstation? That's for Chicago was a superstation. Channel 17 was a superstation, and he was involved in that because Ted Turner's daddy was in the billboard business, Turner's Billboards, and he made a little bitty building right there where all that, the new big PBS station is, and they couldn't touch that building. They built these monster skyscrapers right there on 7585, right there across from George, across from Williams Printing at 14th Street. Built these skyscrapers, and this one little building is in the middle. It's stuck. They couldn't tear it down because it's in trust. Well, that became and moved into the world where they did a cable news network, and they made where you could have TV on all the time, meaning all the news that's happening, you had an easy place where you could go and see what was happening. And used to, that's what it was for. That's what it did. And it was great because you could just see if something was happening around the world or some mess going on. You didn't have to wait on damn Tom Brokaw
right.
to get you off, honey. You could get off anytime you wanted to. It was all easy. This was before everybody had their world in their pocket, in their telephone thing. Nobody goes to PCs anymore. They all got it in a telephone, you know, ring, ring, it does everything.
Mm-hmm.
It does everything. So before they had all that, then you could go there, and then they could tell you. Well, then it turned into, once they got into this problem, now they turned into all they do, show after show after show, is talk about how the Clinton News Network is still wonderful, and they didn't mean it, and what about that, and why did he say this, and who does he think he is, and we're the news, and we are the news, and without us, he's nothing, and we've given him billions of dollars worth of free airtime, and now he won't give us the time of day, and now we come, therefore they can't come back in the sun and wait to come into place, and this thing runs early and back and forth, and now they can't decide, and then he says, you're fake news, you're not real. No one listens to you anymore. You're over on KSF because you're done. We are through with you. We're not going to use you. You're not going to be invited. You're not going to be done. Anything you do, you're going to, if you talk about us, it's going to be from our own goddamn tweets. Now, the all of Clinton News Network is reduced to what Donald Trump tweets. That's the only news they have. Or they can have Mr. Schumer come in to tell them what they can tell them about.
Well, his appointees are going to have a lot of trouble because we're not just going to let this thing go off the rails.
He doesn't have the fucking votes. He doesn't get to say what goes on. He can get up there and nut right in the middle of the fucking Senate if he wants to, and nobody's going to give a happy fucking damn. It's over. There is no going back. Do you realize with three more states, President Trump will call for a constitutional convention and can abolish federal income tax in tandem, make it against the Constitution? You need three more governors, and that's all but done.
Well, it's about time we got a president with balls bigger than Texas. That's all I can say.
For sure. Now, yep. to be fair, Lyndon Johnson had very large, he was not testicularly challenged. He was a pretty big boy, so, you know, he had to, he's like them new hotels. He had big ball, his clothes had to have a lot of ballroom.
I was speaking metaphorically.
So were we. Carolyn don't like that, but maybe she'll forgive us. Hopefully she'll forgive us. We'll have to do enough good to make up for the part she don't like. We can work on that, huh?
Absolutely. Now, what were Trump and Obama discussing in that hallway? You know, it looked like a very friendly chat for the cameras, I'm sure. Then it was between the swearing in and going to the banquet. I just wondered what little conversations were. The luncheon.
Yeah, it's trying to soften this whole thing because he knows it's over and it's done, and it's going to be like the halls of Amati. It's going to be erased. His name's going to be erased off everything that's ever been. 3 years, you'll never know he ever was. They won't talk about him. They won't. It's like Woodrow Wilson. Who talks about him?
Well, exactly. And you mentioned last night that Michelle would slip and hit her head and be gone.
Yep.
Was she all pissed off like some people think? She certainly didn't look like she had a happy
look
on her face.
Darling, did you see that hairdo? She rolled out of bed and tied her hair up in a bun and walked out the fucking door with her chenille pouch coat on. It was terrible.
Well, I tell you what, Melania was the epitome of grace, class, elegance, and as you said, power. I really.
And she's a Ferner. She's a Ferner.
I know. She was just. Isn't that great? She was Jackie O. Reset.
It was good. Actually, her gloves were better because they.
Oh,
you're gonna
they
see
were
a lot
awesome.
Of that. The gloves were just, and it was simple. It was overly understated. Overly
yes.
understated. The way the cropping was, it was simple. Because she's got nice tits too. But you notice the way that the frocking went. She, you know, you can see she had a figure, but they weren't trying to accentuate. She wasn't the star. They weren't trying to make her the star, but everybody was looking at her. See?
Right.
That's the way to do it. It was simple, understated, elegant. Understated, elegant. You're going to see a lot of that.
And she has a sexiness, but it's not a men's magazine sexy, if you know what I mean. It's a sexiness
well,
of
that's right.
place
well,
of power.
She can. She can. I mean, they've had pictures of her running around the internet. She's got butt naked. She's got a hoo-ha. She's got a uterus. She's got a uterus. A uterus. Yeah, she's got one. There you go. So they can't say she's a hermaphrodite, can they?
No, they can't. But the ones I saw were not techy. They were, you know, more artistic.
Tasteful. That's right.
Yeah.
But see, coming from that world, that's a world where it's not vulgar. The human body is ugly or just to be handled with disdain. See? Shit. You go to Oslo, they'll just come out and take a piss right there in front of you. They don't care. It's all right with you.
It's pretty interesting that the media is trying to go to hell on her nude pictures when there's twerking and people are photographing their twats and their penises and sending them everywhere.
It's real good if you can keep your crooks and nannies off of the internet.
Exactly. And what are they marching about in Washington? My daughter said
they're being pink. They're going pink. They don't even know what they're there for. They're lost. They're just
they
lost.
Don't.
Danger,
they don't.
Danger. We're up to. They're not against President Trump. You can ask all of them. They're not about that. It's like, well, let's go. It's a party. Let's go march on something. We're going to be this, and we're going to fight, and we're going to do something, and we're going to do what we don't even know we can do that we didn't know we were going to do. And then they're going to wake up in a sewer somewhere and wonder what happened. You know, but I guess everybody should try methamphetamines. It might do them some good.
You know, I was told that they are marching because they're worried about their reproductive rights and taking
abortion
away.
Well, the womb
away.
Is closing. The womb is closing anyway. They're not going to need no abortion, so no matter if you got it or not. You can't legislate morality. People are going to do what they can do. Remember, this is Geoffrey Chaucer from the Canterbury Tales, the woman from Bath. That's what she was. She was an abortionist. They went against the law then. So, ain't no big deal.
No.
They're going to do what they do. You think you've invented original sin. How ridiculous.
I've been watching The Magician, and I'm really liking it, Ion. It's a great series. Thank you for recommending it. And one thing that struck me that was said is that you have to mean it, and you have to be all in for magic to work. That something clicks when you're all in. And the real stuff you
can't.
And
we're softening. We're trying to stop it because we don't want to scare folks. But we've been talking about coming to your place of power. Well, that's as powerful as anything else. And now you separated the wolves from the lambs, the wolf in sheep's clothing. They're starting to come out, aren't they?
Yeah.
When they come out now, you can start working it. But we didn't want y'all swinging damn battle magic. You could be killing each other and killing yourselves and slanging guts in the roadside ditch and all that kind of stuff. But now you're starting to come into it. And we've let some of y'all travel a little more than others so you can get a little taste of it. And now, honey, let me tell you, from where we started to where you are now, you ain't scared of nothing. It's pretty exciting. Very exciting.
It is.
Very liberating. It's very liberating because before you're scared of your own damn shadow, you basically had to go call the damn good booger man tarot card lover person to see if you can put your makeup on or not. Some of that bullshit running around trying to figure out crap. Well, honey, you got over that bull crap right 1 second, just quickly. Like, you don't have to ask nobody no more. Ain't it wonderful? It's so refreshing.
It is wonderful.
Very delicious.
And I am very grateful for that.
Always. It's the least we can do. The least we can
Okay, Deb. We got to move on, Deb. Is there anything final
questions? Okay, well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
Yes, ma'am. Always. You're always welcome here. You know this.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Deb.
Thanks.
Bring Bart.
Okay,
Bring Bart, Bob.
No. Kurt, on. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hello, Ion.
Hello.
Ion, I'm curious, as you become more physical, what do you hope to experience that you currently cannot experience?
Not really anything. It's going to be fun to eviscerate some of the conditional reposes that the little man has made as far as speed breakers and the trying tide of life. It's going to be fun to smooth some of those out. It's going to be pretty fun to listen to people wham, wham, wham about their bullshit and just look at them and giggle right in their face, you know, and just laugh at them. That's going to be great fun. Or to have 10,000 fall to your left and 10,000 fall to your right. They're going to fall anyway. So that's not even not that big a deal. But it'll be fun to feel that firsthand. That might be something exhilarating, maybe. Contrast is the answer to your question. A bit of contrast. That's great fun.
Okay. So you'll be able to experience contrast yourself.
Yes, that's what they do in the physical.
Okay, my next question. You have said that we will destroy the grid as soon as we understand what electricity is. Is that right? Will we tear it down because...
This is not a joke. You do not have the luxury to mess around with this. It's out of the bottle now. You're going to study this. You're going to master this. Do you understand?
I'm trying to, yes. I want to learn more about it.
Well, a great magician is magic in his blood, his bones, his heart, his dick, every part.
Will we tear it down because we'll realize how inferior and obsolete it is compared to other ways to wield power?
Well, no. You'll get off on it. You know, you're pretty easy to get off on stuff now, so it'll just make it more. It'll make it easier. It'll just be kind of fun. It's a stepping stone. It's like when you get into the pool of water and it's very cold, and you get in after you, if you jump all the way in, then it's all of a sudden fine. You adjust to it. But if you tiptoe in, you'll freeze to death trying to get your dick wet, you know?
Ian, where does negative pH exist in the human meat sack body?
It doesn't exist in the human meat sack body. It will, but it's in your environment first, and it's already here, and it's being proven right now. We're just waiting on them goddamn slides.
And where will it start in the body?
Oh, the pericardium. We're going to make a little scanner so we can tell if you're ascending or not. Bible talks about like the mark of the beast to those that can trade and not trade. But it's not the mark of the beast. It'll be the mark of the ascended. It's kind of reversed the way they're presenting it. It's those that aren't going to ascend. They're going to be set aside. They're not going to be able to trade. But that's not a beneficial thing. That's not a wonderful thing. That's a bad thing. Because it's like, wait a second, you don't need to trade. So you don't have to take the mark of the beast. You're God. You can have what you want. You just create it. You don't have to trade.
Ian, is North Korea a legitimate threat to the U.S.?
Nope.
What does Kim Jong-un think of Donald Trump?
He's scared shitless. He gets in his great big old bathtub because he's a big drink of water and puts his little fucking rubber duckies that he got from the maid in the United States of America. And he sits down there and cries like a little bitch because he's been outdone again. And now he's got somebody who ain't afraid of his own goddamn shadow and will blow his shit up and all of it. And if it wasn't for South Korea, they'd be blowed up already. We see an invasion any day.
Who are some of the world leaders who take the RNA drops? Are you at liberty to say it?
No.
That?
Karen says that we shouldn't brag about it because if we brag about it, then it makes it a thing. And then Uruguay is upset because Paraguay's got more influence than Uruguay can reach into. And that Argentina doesn't fit with what Peru and Belize and what the Nicaraguan see. She says that's just vulgar and it's not in good taste or necessary. The important world leaders have been introduced. Some are more important to us than others, not for the obvious reason. Therefore, the drops have been freely shared with some of the world leaders, and they are absolutely happy to engage them.
Can you say, is it at least 10 of them or more?
Middle East. Yeah, there's a lot of world leaders. Yeah.
My next question is in regards to restructure. And I want you to be very careful how you answer this because...
Don't you tease us. You better be very careful how you ask the question.
I know the product is flying off the shelves, right? So depending how you answer, you might cause demand to double or triple. And I don't know if New Capstone is ready for that.
We don't
So
either.
My question is... Two of the conditions that men and women complain about is cellulite and baldness. And I'm wondering if the protein in Restructure addresses those problems.
Well, they're not problems, okay? Some people spend a tremendous amount of money to get fucking hair off of their bodies. It's amazing
right.
to us. They'll pay to put money on their head and pay to take money off their ass. We haven't quite figured it out just yet. Some people are come to that place, so they have to take the hair part off the table because that is being recompiled with, and the estheticians are really excited. They're doing the laser work trying to get the damn hair off of everybody, so their work has certainly increased because the hair becomes stronger and thicker and fuller, but not necessarily on their head, everywhere else as well, you see.
And the cellulite, which... The structure of the dermis and how
we don't
it
know we don't know
contains.
What that is. If you're talking about dimply thighs and stuff like that,
yeah.
All you have to
yeah.
do is rub Renew on that. That takes care of that anyway.
Okay.
But that tones itself up. That goes away. There's no reason to store fat that way. The product, the complete formula, specifically Restructure, that changed the way your body processes amino acids anyway. So you no longer have to convert the energy. What you're saying, calories, and to store it as fat. Now you burn it and use it and consume it. The adrenals take it over because it's a whole different thing. It's in your spit. It's no longer in your gland. See, once that kicks in, then the way you process, the way you used to process food back when you were closer to God, people sat down and you're not gonna, you're too young to know this, but can you believe that people went into restaurants and they sat down and they ate a salad and guess what they did? They took soda crackers and smeared cow butter on soda crackers and eat it with their salad. Can you believe that? Do you believe that?
Crazy.
Now, we know that's crazy. Sat down and eat pure cow butter, one pat on one cracker at a time, and they eat that with their salad. Then they had soup, then they had an entree, then they had dessert, then they had a cigar, and then they drank cognac. And they weren't morbidly obese. They handled food differently. They did things differently. But yet their bodies responded in kind, okay? Because then we were still getting nutrition, and their body was, their dirt minerals were coming from the ground. Then you went through a season where they have no minerals at all. You have single-handedly bred all of the goody out of your, quote-unquote, vegetables. When a tomato can sit without refrigeration on a shelf for a year and never ruin or spoil, it's not giving you any goody in the nutrition realm. It won't even rot. It doesn't have anything in it to do you any good. Now with the completement formulas, your body is starting to do different. Some people, when they started, they held their little pot belly, and others that went on with the process, all of a sudden they found themselves becoming very svelte. And that bubbly thing, whatever you're talking about, that we don't even know what it is, but that stuff, that'll go away. There won't be any dimply things or now, you know, nice thighs are good. You know, won't get a hold of a woman with good thighs on it. They change your life. Now, but don't get a woman that can whoop your ass, so don't go that far. Unless you like that. Now if you like that, that's a little different thing. But that's an acquired taste. And you have to be careful now, you'll ease on off into the Marquis de Sade if you ain't too careful. That's an okay place to go, but it's hard to maintain any type of libido action in that labor where they beating you to death with birch boughs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Another question, mm-hmm. This is kind of a silly question, but if a vampire...
Did we answer your last one?
Yes.
Did we just cripple New Capstone's ability to provide product? Do they not
sounds
have
like
a warehouse?
Very good
another,
hands.
Did they not have another warehouse full of backup? Or did you just now make the manufacturers go into overkill to produce the more right click before it gets too late? Ooh, you better look at them RNA drops because that's kicking up too. But y'all quit buying them damn drops now. You're messing up everything. Slow down on it. Just go slow on it. Don't take them up so quick. We'll make you a little, we'll get a little gallon foot tub and you won't have to buy them so often. He's just making a lot of money for the shipping people. That's who's making all the money. He needs to get you some buckets for the 55-gallon drums or a kegger. We can have RNA drop keggers, Bob. This would be fun. We can sell them a keg. That'd be good.
Well, we've been taking baths in them like, you know, Bob does.
It is good. It is good. Excellent. Just don't pull the stopper.
Here's a little silly question. If a vampire were to drink, say, Bob's blood, what would happen to the vampire?
He would ascend.
Would be immediate ascension?
Yeah.
And the restrictions that they have today are gone.
They've been gone for a while. See, this isn't an M. Night Shyamalan version of reality, darling.
Can today's cell phones be used to talk with people that have transitioned?
They already do. Dead people ring your bell all the time.
We just don't notice, or I don't notice.
Well, we can't tell. You pick the thing up and the call is dropped, or you don't get it, or it's there. It goes straight to voicemail, and you go to the voicemail. There ain't no voicemail there. You send a text. It says received. You open it up to see what it is, and there's nothing there. Go figure. Maybe you should get a different provider. Bob, maybe you should start a non-physical cellular provider. That might be nice. We didn't say a name so they wouldn't get it grabbed up before you take over, Bob. Lockdown Bob Rowe, lockdown Bob Rowe. Seek alien, Secret Council of 10.
Ian, which country has the most ascended beings in this world?
That's changing because they keep coming and going. You'd have to have the round robin. It's kind of like, that would be like saying which country has the most vultures in the world. We'd say, well, that depends on how many people are dying if the vultures are picking the meat off their bones. See? So
is there like a top five? Is there like top five that bounces around?
Yes, there are.
Okay, you don't need to tell me.
Good, because we have no intention of it.
Ian, do any of the complement products contain H3O2?
Not as you know it.
None of them do.
Yes, they do, but not as you know. Ah, now listen now.
Okay.
You said
okay.
That we should be very careful. Now, you should be very careful with the answer. H3O2 is heavy water deuterium. That's not what we're talking about. Ours is different.
So this different one is in the products?
Yes. All the RNA-based products are. The RNA-based products are. That's why the people that are on the drops are doing so much different and better than everybody else. Don't you start that bullshit again. We're trying to slow it down. Do not get all tangled up in that. Slow down. You don't need to drop. They ain't made for you. They ain't for you. They ain't about you. They ain't make you feel better. They ain't have to help you. And they wasn't made for you. So back up. You don't need all that stuff. Go on. Have a happy, happy life.
And the realign, does that continue to be important to use?
More so than ever. Because now what's happening is the radical structure of your way, your body, the methylation, and your body is going to change. Remember, you're going to stop exhaling CO2. So this is probably the most key. Might even, some people are going to want to increase it just a little bit. But we don't want to make this all a rad. Dr. Dean can sort all this out. It ain't Monday night. Call on Monday night. She can tell you all about that. But you're asking us. So if you're asking us, we're going to answer it the way we answer it. Now, she can clean up all the details because we adore her and help all the little ones. All them little ones that's scared to death and blah, blah, blah. All the death and dying, y'all going on to Monday night. It's good. But for those in the living right here, right now, you might want to use it because it's going to be good to take out the trash. You're going to have a lot more in your body that you're not going to use. From now on, what you consume and eat is going to go to your meat sack body, to your power, to your godship. everything else is going to be moved out pretty quickly. People that have problems with their kidneys and their adrenals and their renal function, all that's going to change very quickly. A lot of people that already is. These prostate problems, oh, God, now you've got to sell. We're fucking selling snake oil now, Carolyn. Stop this ridiculousness. Quick. It's crazy talk, but we're just saying those things, those cares of life are going to go away and they're not going to be an issue. But those that are challenged by it, ooh, how nasty and vulgar is that? They're going to be not challenged by it any longer. So that be the case. Carry on, our wayward son.
Bob and Ian, thanks for taking my questions. I appreciate it, and I'll let
they were very
another
thorough.
Call come in.
They were very thorough and stoically dictated.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thanks, Ian.
Sure?
Bob, do you have another
kick
caller?
Bob's kick Bob's knee. No, he's
I'm
left
kicking
you.
It.
You're
I'm
in.
Kicking it. I got him.
Thank you, Kirk. Good question.
Thank you.
He had two questions. Right. Did you send an email, Bob?
To who?
Elvis. We were talking that this section was about Elvis.
What was the last item that Kirk did, Carol?
Elvis. We just told you, Elvis.
Did they do Elvis, Carolyn?
Graceland.
You can't trust
Graceland.
You can't trust
Graceland. It's Graceland. It's in
yeah,
Memphis.
Graceland.
It's outside
yeah.
of Memphis. Yeah.
You talk about
they have great
outside
barbecue.
Of method?
They have great barbecue.
Did you say outside of method?
Memphis.
Oh, Memphis, okay. All right. Gee, who can we pick?
We were talking about realign, and we were talking about God, and we were talking about how you guys slow things down, and how we didn't give the name of your new cell phone company that lets you talk to dead people. We talked about restructuring, how people shouldn't take RNA drops anymore under penalty of death. Don't buy it no more. And we got mad because they're going to run out of restructure again, and everybody's buying it now because they think there's a damn run on the bullshit, and they got two fucking warehouses full of the crap, and now they're trying to get up some more product right quick to make some more. Lord, suffering cats, kids today, we don't know what to do.